Another interesting marriage proposal idea includes using the form of jokes, such as you knock knock, them say who's there, and you say marry, and they say marry who, and you say will you marry me please. Imagine.
Here's the crack, 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 welcome back, talking shit, I'm drinking wine, like, unsubscribe, here's the crack.
How's it going, people? Welcome back to another episode of the Here's the Crack podcast.
Oh my god.
We've changed scenery.
Oh no.
We've changed scenery. I'd love to say that we've got some like big studio, but we haven't.
We can't afford a studio anymore.
We're back to basics in the apartment
scrounging
in which Thomas owns.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see it. But anyway, if you're new here, be sure to like, subscribe, all that stuff. Share the podcast. Oh yeah, because you're the epitome of
get excited.
If you're new here, if you'd like and subscribe the podcast, everyone's going to be like, bang, delete.
Really, report to YouTube.
Close the fucking tab.
Anyway, if you're new here, like the podcast, subscribe, share it with your family and friends, all that there. Good stuff. We're here for positive vibes only. Is that pleasing? You told me to
so
redo.
Much better,
anyway, man. Right, let's get straight into it. What's been happening? It's been a while since we actually recorded a podcast. And a lot has changed, hasn't it? We'll get straight in. Shay, you're just back fresh off the plane from the US of A.
Boys have become men.
Looking like a true American. I with some neck beard and all.
Yeah.
You big husky boy. He came in here with a cowboy hat on and a lasso.
Yeah.
You were actually in Texas, though. Explain where you were, what you were up to.
Where all did you go?
Started in San Francisco, went to Healdsburg. Did I tell you about that?
No.
It's like wine country.
Oh.
So I'm wine tasting for the day.
Right.
Super cool.
How fancy?
Buckfast. Was the wine good? Did you notice the difference then?
I'm not a wine connoisseur, like, to be honest.
But you are now. Like, you've been to wine country.
It all sort of tasted the same. There was wee bits of differences, like. But
what wine do you drink?
Anything 7-Up, like.
What, a spritzer?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there, I was like getting wines and shit, and I was like, fuck, you know, this would go really well with a 7-Up. But I don't think that would have went down well there.
Definitely not. That's the bit, you know, the bit when they're like swirling the glass and like, oh, taste it, shit, it's just swirling, it's just pouring.
Where was it we were? In Belfast one time.
What do you call it?
The Italian place. That does all the pizzas and stuff.
What do you call it?
I completely.
It's like right beside City Hall.
Yes, we were in a place and
Google it there.
Yeah, I'm gonna Google it.
The Chubby Cherub.
Was I there?
Yeah,
oh, I was there.
Yes. Because the guy came over with wine, and I specifically remember Thomas. We were pure debating as to what to get, and then he came over, I think, to you, and like went like and unplugged it. And then you were like, fill her up, lad. And he put like a little splash in it. And then he just looked at you and you were like,
oh, you're fucking kidding me.
Oh, you're giving me. What do I do with this? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I don't think it was me. You know, I think it might have been one of you. So. But I remember asking them, I was like if I said I didn't like this, what would happen? And they're like, would take the bottle back and like check if it was all right. And all,
nice.
And just give you a different bottle or something.
Yeah. Can you stop?
Fuck you. But yeah.
Anyway, you were in wine country, and where else did you go? You were in a few places, like you done.
What was Vegas like? Hey?
It was mad.
What Vegas was like.
What did I do? 4 days in Vegas.
Was it 4 days?
It's 4 days, 3 nights.
Fuck.
Yeah. It was enough though. Like, I wouldn't have done any more.
Would you go back?
I'll go back, like, but I wouldn't go for any longer of a period.
Is it a couple-y place though? That's because I've heard people go before and they're like, oh, it'd be so much better with like a group of people though.
Yeah, I know. There was like fucking 5 proposals whenever we were there.
Where?
Like, people just in front of us getting proposals.
Like where though? Like whereabouts though? Like on the casino floor?
We went to the gondolas. There's like a hotel. I think it's called the Venetian.
Right.
So like there's a river runs through it and through the hotel. It's not like a river. No, it's just like water. It's more like a pool. But it's like goes like the whole way through the hotel, and you get like a gondola down the river.
What's a gondola?
You know, one of them wee boats you sit on.
Venice,
so a boat, like.
Yeah, it's like a wee boat, and like they.
Do they row you?
They row you.
Yeah, it's like real romantic and all. We were waiting, you know, on ours, and then like there was sets of 2, so it was like 2 and 2 on each. But you could have paid to get like a full one yourself.
You weren't on one with someone who proposed, were you?
No, thank God. But this boat just pulled in right at the end and your boy just whipped it out. I wasn't even looking. Like,
yeah.
And he just whipped it out. And then the next thing she was like crying and saying, yeah, and all. And like everyone was running up clapping and like taking photos and shit.
Yeah.
And like it was awkward because they didn't even pay for the full boat themselves. So like there was just a random couple just sitting there with them. Like,
no. What a tight boss.
I know. You think you're getting engaged. Oh, it was dear. Like it was, I think it was like 40 quid each. Like. So like the whole boat would have been like 160. So you have to buy all four seats.
Oh, right.
And then it was like 80.
So it's like 80 per couple.
Yeah.
Right,
but
okay.
Still like you would have forked out 80 quid like just to get the boat to yourself.
Oh no, like fuck me.
It was so miserable. Like.
So tight.
So awkward like whenever they're getting off and all. Like, they were like, kissing and
everything. Oh, it's pure smooching in the corner.
I just dive off the boat.
I don't know. And then they went to the Vegas thing. You know, the welcome to Las Vegas.
Yeah, I can't believe you straight off to say that. That's such a mess.
Like 30 degree heat, standing in this fucking queue behind like 30 people, waiting just for a photo. Like.
Was it worth it? Like?
I don't think so. Like.
Why?
Well, like, moved fast enough. Like, but the fuck, it was so warm. It was so hot. Like, if we were there any longer, like, I would have been roasted alive. Like. But we were queuing there and then like there was this guy taking photos and stuff. So then there's like this couple, two couples went up together and they were getting a photo of all four of them. Then the next thing, he was like, oh, so two and two now, like each couple get a photo together. So then the first ones went and then they went away and then the next couple came up. And the next thing, your buddy gets down on one knee like, in front of everyone. Then the whole crowd starts clapping and all that.
Like. Yeah. Do you think people do that so they can get it on video?
What do you mean, like?
Like, because, like, they were getting a photo, and it was, like, there's not, like, someone else is obviously taking the photo. Like, he can easily be, like, you video this?
Oh, probably.
Do you know what I mean? Like, because I feel like that's such a big thing now, is, like, getting proposals on camera. Like.
So, but you went to San Francisco first, and then you went to Las Vegas, and then you went to Texas.
Yeah.
So, it was just three places.
Yeah.
What would be, so if someone listened to this right now, it was to go, oh, flip, that sounds like good crack. What would your, like, one, like, what would your advice be to someone who's, like, thinking of going, I think we're at that age now, a lot of people are where they're like, I'm just going to go traveling around America. Like,
yeah.
Like, they're it's made me want to go, but yeah. I'm intrigued to find out what the kind of, the Shea Colin do's and don'ts is.
I think it really depends on the type of person you are, like.
Yeah.
Because each place was completely different. Like
right.
California, it was, like, such a laid-back vibe.
Yeah.
Everyone's just so sort of like laid back there, like around the streets and stuff. Whereas Vegas is just party central. Like we weren't doing much partying whenever we were there, but like it's sort of full of like old people. Like they're all around the casinos and stuff.
Yeah.
And then like out in the streets, there's like young ones partying and all. It's absolutely mad. Like. But then Texas obviously is a bit more country vibe. Like.
Yeah.
But not Dallas itself, the city. I was expecting to go around and see like loads of cowboys and shit. Like,
yeah.
But it
boys
wasn't like
riding in horses.
Yeah, it was similar to walking up
the
likes of Belfast.
You expected the guys coming up and being like, howdy partner.
That's what I was thinking.
Where have you blown in from?
Yeah. But then
we were like, Arma.
We went out to the state fair and it was more like that.
Yeah.
So there was people walking about in cowboy hats and shit and then seeing actual cowboys.
Unreal.
Like doing rodeo.
What about like the gun situation? Did they have a gun strapped to them?
I didn't see any. But
did you not go to a gun range or nothing?
No. No. I'm afraid of guns.
Why?
I think if it was fucking scary. Like,
even if we went to Vegas, I'd want to be going to a gun range. I just fucking shoot the place up.
But Owen into like
the guy's like, the guy said, come into this room and I'll show you. Thomas is like, I play Call of Duty.
I play Fortnite. He's throwing up walls and all.
We went into this shop and it had like some touristy gifts. And one of the, there was like a fridge magnet and it said on it, we don't call 911. We settle matters ourselves here
oh
in Texas.
God. Oh,
and
my word.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so they're very proud about their gun shit. Oh, yeah. When I was in Vegas, too, me and Aoife were walking back from like a night out. I think it was like 12 o'clock at night. And then there's this magician guy and he was all like doing this trick on the side of the street. So like there's loads of young boys like gathered around. They must have been from a football team or something. Like, there's so many kids in Vegas.
Really?
I could not believe there's so many kids in Vegas. But anyway, they're all like gathered around this street magician. And he's all like, man, this is my last trick of the night. And he was like, anybody got some like big bills? Like, so like $100 notes and stuff. He's like, pull them out, write your name on it. So he's like doing all the fucking magician-y shit, you know, building up to it. And then he pulls out a kiwi and everyone's like, what the fuck are you doing with kiwi? And then he gives this kiwi to one of the kids. He's like, hold off for a second. And then he's like doing all his magic shit. And he goes, right, give me that. And then he goes, he turns around to the crowd and goes, anybody got anything I can cut this open with? This girl turns around and goes like, oh, hold up, I got something. And she whips out a fucking knife. I mean, like, you know, one of the flick knives.
Oh, yeah.
It was literally like fucking that size. Just out of her pocket. Like, she was carrying this round.
Oh, my God.
On the street. And he was like, yo, no, man, put that away. You can't be bringing shit like that out, man.
What did he expect, though? Like, he asked for someone for a knife, like?
It's fucking scary, like.
Was it?
But why was she carrying that around, though, like?
Self-protection.
Oh, Jesus.
Self-protection.
Does it make you realize, is it scary? Is it scary, though, like, seeing stuff like that and realizing, like, ah, there's probably so many people walking around with guns as well? Like.
Yeah, it was fucking weird.
Look, could you imagine getting in a fight with him and I'm just whipping out a gun or some shit?
I know we've talked about this before in another episode, but even that time we were in Manchester and the guy said to you see that boy there, he's carrying a knife.
Yeah.
Like, the three of us were like, what? Like, yeah, that's not right. Like, we don't see that from over. Like, we think.
But we didn't even know. He may not have had a knife. She just fucking whipped him out and brought him out. And was not ashamed of it.
I feel like we live with such a sheltered life over here. We don't realize how dangerous places can be. Mm-hmm.
You see, but that's the thing, though. You only see the bad stuff from over there. Like, you only see on the news the bad stuff in America. Like, I immediately say to my mom and dad, Shay's in Texas. And like, my dad's like, oh, he better watch out, he doesn't get shot or anything.
Yeah.
And you're like, but then you turn around and you see, like, I forget where it was, like Lurgan or Lisburn or something, on the news of that, like, pile of like young ones petrol bombing the police vans. And you're like, if that's all they're seeing, they're probably saying, oh, you know, flipping, two Americans are over in Northern Ireland, oh, you better watch, you don't get petrol bombed or something like that, you know what I mean? What, like, news, you only see the good, you only see the bad. You're not seeing the engagements on gondolas.
I didn't even see a gun in Texas.
Mm.
I was surprised because it's like a free holster state, so you can walk about with it in your pocket.
Seriously?
Legally.
Yeah.
That's mental.
So they're real proud about their guns over there, but I ain't never even seen one person with one. Maybe it wasn't looking. Maybe they have to conceal it, like, or something.
Did you feel safe?
Yeah. Well, the city was a bit sketchy. Like, there's a lot of homeless people about. Like.
Yeah.
Like,
was
crazy.
This everywhere, just Vegas, huh?
Everywhere. Well, like, Vegas wasn't too bad. There was a lot of them that were, like, sort of scattered around. It seemed like a territorial thing in Vegas. It was like there was only one every, like, couple of blocks, you know?
Yeah.
But in Texas, there was, like, groups of them. Like, we pulled up to our hotel, and there must have been about 10 of them all standing outside, and we were like, what the fuck have we booked, like?
Yeah.
And we went in.
The hotel looked sick.
Yeah, it was dead on, like. But we went in, and we were, like, checking in and stuff, and then the security guard came in, like, 2 minutes after us. And then the woman at the till was like, where the hell were you? Like, I was calling you, like, there's loads of people outside. And he was like, oh, I have it sorted now. So, obviously, like, if the security's there, they don't come near, like. But it was fucking so sketchy whenever we walked in, like. And then we were walking home one night at, like, 12 o'clock. And the next thing, there was all this, like, raving and shit. We're like, what the fuck's going on here?
Raven? Engines
raving.
Oh, raving. Oh,
right. Yeah. Turned around.
I was like, what?
The homeless are having a party.
Turned around and there's like 150 to 200 quads coming down the road. And motorbikes.
Off,
all wheeling down the street. No.
No way.
Nuts. And like, cars were like pulling over to the side to let them through. Like, just, and they're all like wearing masks and shit. Like, have you ever seen them on YouTube?
Yeah.
Is that like what you'd see in like The Purge?
Yeah, look, like, yeah, like they were wearing their masks and all. And like the bandanas like halfway up their faces and shit. And they're like coming down the street in quads, wheeling and stuff. And oh, it was kind of scary.
Like. So like, what would be the main differences that you would notice, like, from being over, like, you probably spent more time in California than you did anywhere else. What would be like the main differences? Like, if someone was to say to you, what really struck you whenever you came there, what would have been?
First and second thing I noticed. You see, whenever you land in an airport in America, there's no, you know the way in Dublin Airport, there's like a division. So there's no division between arrivals and departures.
Yeah.
So whenever you get off your plane in America, you'll be greeted by people waiting on to get onto the plane.
Oh, right. It's just so busy.
I thought it was so weird. No, but you know, if you go to Dublin Airport, never meet the people going to get on the plane again.
Yeah, you're almost going right. If you're arriving, you're almost going around the outskirts.
Like, yeah, you can bypass them, but like whenever in all the American airports, it was just like you walked in, there's people waiting to get on that plane.
That's really,
it's more like a bus.
That's really creepy because I noticed the same thing in Southampton Airport. It's just like one terminal. Mm. So like my plane landed. It was like an Eastern Airways flight. It landed, people got off, and then I was getting on it and they were refueling it. And I was like, what? Do you want me to tell me you've got me a new plane?
Yeah.
That's just the same basic plane.
But that, to me, that's the way it should be. No?
Yeah. It made so, at the start, I was like, what the fuck? Like, this seems so insecure or something. Yeah. Like, but then the more you done, I was like, this makes so much more sense. There's no fucking queues in security.
Yeah.
You're just straight through. I mean, like, get there. You might queue for like 2 seconds, but you're straight through it. Like, it's so much quicker. The other thing I noticed, I went to the toilet when I got off the plane. The toilets are so different. The bowls are like filled halfway up with water.
What do you mean halfway up with water? Like,
you know the way if you go to the toilet here, it's like the bottom of it's just water.
Like up and past like, the little, like it's actually in the bowl.
Just a wee bend. It's halfway up the bowl.
You're not splash out, are you?
See, that's what I was thinking. I was like, this isn't going to be good. But
oh no, I want to go home.
How am I going to do this?
In all seriousness, if you were sitting down taking a dump,
no, you'd think that. See, my first thought was,
Shay was testing the theory.
My ass is going to get soaked here. But went for a dung,
plop,
right? Sat down, and because there's less of a distance between the water and your arse,
it just slides in.
There's no plop.
It's a perfect Tom Daly dive.
It's great. Like, and then another benefit is less skid marks.
Oh yeah,
because it cleans the toilet as it goes down, plus it's not like hitting off, banging off the side. Like,
I love
it's just floating in the water.
I love how you went to America and this is the things you've noticed.
It was
I haven't even left the airport yet.
And the flush different in every place I was in. So in like San Francisco, it just goes, the whole thing just goes down.
Oh yeah.
And then in like Texas, it like swirled around and all. It was like Texas tornado poo.
Texas tornado.
Is really?
Each state has their signature flush, right?
Yeah.
What about the food and all?
Man, portion sizes are fucking huge. Ridiculous. Everything is bigger in America. Literally. Like whenever we're at home, we'd usually like order 3 or 4 things and like split them.
Yeah.
But over there, I mean, one portion nearly would have done 2 years.
Yeah.
We were leaving so much food.
Yeah.
And they do doggy bags. So like, obviously, you know, the portions are so big. Like, they're like, you want to take some of this home now?
I would love to know the difference in terms of like, so you know that day we were in Dublin and Shay and Aoife ordered a pile of starters. Like, yeah. Compare it to that. Because that was huge. That was a tray of food.
That tray of food is like a main course there. It's ridiculous. You would not believe how big the food is. It's so huge.
Did you go to McDonald's or anything?
I went to like every fast food restaurant.
And what are the portions like?
They're a wee bit more.
Because apparently McDonald's is like a wee bit ridiculously smaller. Bigger. No?
I don't know. I never went to McDonald's. I went to every like American one that you couldn't get at home.
What's the best food? Did you go to In-N-Out?
Oh, yeah.
What's it like?
To do these animal fries. It's like fucking fries with like mince cheese and like the sauce on it. Oh,
what's
so
the best
good.
What's the best American takeaway then? The best American takeaway you want to?
I don't know.
Give us your top three, you know?
White Castle was fucking awesome.
What are they?
Really unexpected. Like they do these big like slider burgers.
Right.
So they're like about that size and they come in like packs of 4. So you order like 4 of them.
Yeah.
So they're like wee tiny burgers, but they're so fucking good. They have like pickles and cheese on them.
Right.
They're unreal. And then they do like crinkle cut chips, which are mint too. In-N-Out was class as well. With the
would it be
fries.
Probably in top. Your top three?
Yeah.
Wait. And then, what did you get
the animal fries are fucking.
What about the burgers?
Your
burger
was good too.
You're a classic Irishman, all about the potatoes. The fries.
You don't get potatoes like that at home.
And what? So In-N-Out, White Castle, what did. Like.
I'll tell you one.
Did you get any burgers and think this is fucking way above the standard? At
I thought the White Castle one was way above the standard. Like. The beef was so fucking good.
Yeah.
But do you know what I was so disappointed in?
What?
Chick-fil-A.
Why?
It was shit. It was terrible. Like they're done like they do like skinless.
Is
nuggets.
Is it a big thing over there? Like skinless nuggets sounds hard. Is that not just chicken?
Yeah.
It's not just like skinless
chicken, like. Nuggets.
It's just pieces of chicken.
It's, like, it's calling a chicken breast like a fucking featherless chicken.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what other ones I went to.
So you've said In-N-Out, White Castle. What's another one? Give us your top three.
Whenever I was there, Aoife took a photo of me outside, like every fast food restaurant.
Should have made a TikTok or something.
I know, I should have actually. But what do you call that? Popeye's chicken.
Unreal.
Unbelievable. It's probably the best one I went to. Why? It was so good.
What did you get? Like, are you chicken. Talking wings or like nuggets or like what?
Got a pile of stuff. Got like
fillets. Huh?
They're like chicken tenders, but they're like so much batter on them. Like they're so crispy. And then like they're like spicy through the chicken. It's not just the batter that's spicy.
Yeah.
Unreal. And they're done like mac and cheese. It was so good as well. Everyone does mac and cheese over there.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's proper fucking cheesy. Oh, unreal.
So Shea's top three, if you're going to America to get a wee takeaway, we've got In-N-Out, White Castle, and Popeyes.
Popeyes, yeah. Popeyes probably number one. We went to Outback Steakhouse as well. They do like a blooming onion.
What's that?
So it's like an onion, and it's like, that's it there. It's deep fat fried.
Holy fuck.
It's deep fat fried onion.
God. It looks like a flower range one.
I'll have four.
Yeah, it's called blooming onion.
Is it unreal?
Oh, so good. It's like real crispy onions and you dip it in the sauce.
Look at the size of that portion though. Like.
That's a side.
Fuck. That's
we random. Didn't even finish that. I took it home and all in a bag to the Vegas hotel and never ate it.
brought it home.
It was so stinking the next day. Like, why did I bring it? Went to Wendy's too. It was
Wendy's.
Shit.
Wendy's.
It was shit. Yeah. So what did you say? We said Wendy's was shit. Somewhere else.
Chick-fil-A was shit.
Have you got another one? So you have your top three, your bottom three is Wendy's.
Went to Dairy Queen too. If you want to go to Dairy Queen.
I don't even know what that is.
Dairy Queen is like ice cream.
Yeah.
Heard it? But it was just okay. But I'm not a big ice cream fan, like, so that's what I expected there.
Very well.
Went to a lot of fancy places there too, like Mexicans and shit. The Mexican food there is fucking unreal.
Burritos, like, or just?
Tacos, burritos. Like, I tried chimichangas and all.
What are they?
They're like basically a burrito, like covered in cheese sauce and all.
It just sounds like absolute heart disease.
God, I'd be 20 stone heavier.
Obesity. Oh
my God.
No.
Sounds good to me.
Good shit.
So would you go back?
Definitely.
Where would you go to next in America?
Probably East Coast, right? East Coast.
Yeah.
New York and that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's... I don't think I'd like it as much, so...
Yeah.
But I suppose it's one of them things you just need to take off the box.
Yeah,
just
need to go, yeah. I'd love to go to New York and Boston.
Mm.
Boston would be sick.
We did say, if we go again, we'd love to go and stay on, like, a ranch in Texas.
Yeah.
And get the experience, you know,
yeah.
of living on a big 4,000-acre yeah. ranch for a few days.
Can you do that? Like, is it proper, like, ranch?
Yeah, it's like Airbnbs and stuff, like, and they actually make you do farm work, like, so you have to get up at, like, 5 o'clock in the morning.
You watch the...
Don't feed the cattle.
That sounds awful.
Have you watched the episode of the two Johnnies take on America, and they go to, like, Fort Worth and, like, stay with a ranch guy, and he's called, like, oh, I forget what his name is, but he's a ranch hand, like, he produces Wagyu beef and all, and like one of his cows is worth like $100,000. And they're pure like getting them into the thing and like taking their temperature, like sticking ramming a thermometer up its ass and all.
Oh my God.
Like imagine that. No? Imagine you saying the
people over here probably let's, do that. Let's like, you go, know, yeah. to Texas.
I've seen vets put their hands up, guys' ass.
Yeah.
Full arm, like.
Yeah.
To there.
That's right.
Yeah.
You could go down to a farm and fucking. Palomino and do it, man.
Yeah.
Probably do it.
Ross,
you free.
Ross catching a flight over to Texas just to see cows.
You were away on holiday as well.
Yeah.
You were away in Rome.
Yeah.
Romance flying. Was there any gondolas in Rome?
Is there gondolas in Rome?
No, there's not really any. Like, there's no water. Like.
Primarily Venice, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Venice. Yeah. Rome's just the city, like.
So where was the, in comparison, like, obviously Rome, like, you could probably Google top 10 things to do in Rome and it would give you, like, things you could actually go and see. Was there anything you went and saw and you're like, that's sick?
The Colosseum was class, like.
Yeah.
Rome is just beautiful, like.
It's just beautiful.
It is, though. Like, I feel like every street you walk down, you're like, even, like, the buildings and stuff, like, it's just unreal. And, like, the food's class. Yeah. The food is
sick. A lot of them places, the same thing. Like, we went to Italy and went to Florence and stuff, and the architecture and everything. Like, I don't really pay attention to architecture, but it's like so beautiful, like the way everything's.
Yeah. And it's like the one thing I noticed is like bars isn't a big thing.
Yeah.
Like, there's no real bars running or like nightclubs. It was all like just restaurants, but like the restaurants are open so late. Like,
Yeah.
Like, you can go and get a meal, like a proper meal at like 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night. Like, the restaurants stay open. So, yeah. Like, one of the last, like, the last night, me and Bruno went for food, and, like, we went for dinner, I'd say, 9:30, 10 o'clock, and then we sat on, and it was, like, 11:30 when we were leaving.
Mm-hmm.
There's people literally coming in, getting food, like, yeah, on the proper, like, it's mad. And they, even, like, gelato is a big thing over there.
Yeah.
Like, when we were leaving, like, walking home, we stopped and got, like, gelato, like, and, like, this was, like, 11:30. Like,
what is gelato?
I don't even know. It's like a form. Everyone was like to me, oh, is it not gelato over there? And I was like, whatever. Like,
it's probably just like the Italian.
It's probably just such a slight difference. Like,
go on, Ross, fucking enlighten us with your wee typey fingers.
So slow, man.
Gelato and ice cream both contain cream, milk, and sugar. There are differences too. Authentic gelato uses more milk and less cream than ice cream and generally doesn't use egg yolks.
Wow, fun fact.
So, yeah, gelato is the Italian word for ice cream, though. So, yeah, fun fact. It's literally the same thing. Oh, I thought we were going to get some philosophical, like, oh, this is how you, this is the difference, though. And then you went to a little romantic restaurant that looked out over Rome.
Yeah.
Rome.
Tell us what happened there, Tommy.
Got engaged.
Oh!
She proposed to you.
Yeah. Thomas put a ring on a breadstick and then was like, here. Take that. And she was like, oh, what's this? No, I'm joking.
You know what, I find Brona's fingers breadsticks.
You know what? So rude. Tommy got engaged and we are over the moon. Do you want to stop touching that mic because I can hear it in the thing? Tommy got engaged and we're absolutely, I feel like he will be nervous to talk about this because he doesn't like talking about his feelings.
It's weird bringing it up because, like, I feel like it's just like, it's like people, it's especially in work.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're sort of like, You need this. It's like, I don't want it to, it's going to be worse if you don't say it to people. And then, like, say a month down the line, they're like, oh, I got engaged. Or, like, it comes out and they're like, wait, when did you get engaged? And they're like, a month ago.
So,
do you know what I mean? Like?
Do you remember Ryan being like, hey, everybody, I got engaged?
No, but, like, it was like, I'm glad I went away.
Oh, right.
Because I don't know how you done it. Because, like, people were like, oh, how was Rome? And I was like, oh, yeah, it was class. I got engaged. And I was like, oh, my God. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. So, but, like, with you, it's like, it was just a normal weekend. Like, how did you bring that up? Like?
So, I know it's funny because I remember whenever we did the podcast where I got engaged and I was like, yeah, like, it's really weird to describe, and you sort of like, you could sound a bit happier. Yeah. I'm glad we're now in the same boat because it's, for a man, it's a very strange thing.
No,
because
you just seem generally like
whenever we went round,
I actually thought that week he was going to take a back leg.
Whenever we went round, like, show family and stuff, it was always like Lucinda was just like, all Lucinda had to do was do this.
Mm.
And everybody was like, oh my, like, but then whenever I
where your family from, oh my god,
whenever I went into work it was like, how do I bring this up to people? You don't sound like a pretentious douche. Yeah, like, people were like, oh, good weekend, and I said, yep. And then, like, for us, we had just been on a, like, a work stag for, like, another fella, and I was like, you might have to organize another one of them. And they were like, why? And I was like, I got engaged. And then everybody, oh, pure buzzing, laugh.
That's so,
yeah.
That's so.
Did you keep saying that, like, all day?
No.
Did it not feel like
repetitive?
Yeah.
No. You're going to have to organize another one of those.
The best thing you could possibly do in that scenario is just find, like, the main people in one room and just get it out there. Get it out into the open, and that's just it.
Just imagine everyone gathering around when Ross goes to the table, like, why does he keep saying that?
Yeah. I don't get up me pure going to the toilet crying and all. But,
why does nobody notice me?
You know what I find funny is, you were telling that story about the guy on the gondola and everybody pure clapping and stuff. He told, whenever the night he got engaged, he rung me and he was like, I did it in the restaurant. And I said, were people clapping and all? And he was like, no.
Did they not see?
No. Well, they did. I don't know. They did. It was just weird. Like, I was sitting for you just thinking, because it was like, the tables were like spaced around. So, like, there was like a table there, and like one here.
Yeah.
And it was like a decent, it didn't feel like you were proper sitting on top of each other, so it was like, it's not that bad. But then, like, people were sort of getting up and going, and I was like, thinking,
fuck. Well, they leave because you fucking proposed?
No, but they were like, people were just like having their food and then they were going on.
Yeah.
Like, there was people there before us, and then I was sort of like, oh, like, maybe wait and hope that people leave. And then it just got later in the night, and I was like, right, I need a fucking man up here and do it. But it was like, it's so unnatural bringing it up in conversation. Do you know what's
that's what I was gonna ask.
That was the hardest part.
I think everyone wants to know,
What did you say to her when you get down? Did you get down, or did you just throw the table? Like?
Beer to me, here, love.
Oh, I was fucking raging. Hey, why? We got to the table.
I creased my new balances.
We got to the table, and like, we were sitting, it was like a square table, and we were sitting, and like, she sort of sat across from me. And I was like, oh, this is going to be so handy. I literally just have to like get up off my seat. Do you know, like sort of like lean forward, if that makes sense.
Typical Thomas. This will be so handy me because I don't have to do much.
And then she is like, oh, I want to sit beside you. And then she came and like sat right beside me here. So,
so you couldn't even have to,
like,
ready.
Move the seat back and like proper like get down. Like. I was just...
Such a pain in
the ass. Yeah, why did the question? What did you say whenever you were down there?
I don't even know what I said.
You're such a fucking liar.
No, I honestly do. I know. I kept saying
a moment he never forget.
No, I'm not joking.
I kept saying stuff like trying to bring up a conversation. Literally,
he laughs so hard he farted.
Oh, you're stinking, man. It stinks. That is actually disgusting.
That's shot across the fucking screen. There's probably a splat mark on the camera.
I see, like, you're saying these things, and you know what, I completely agree, because it's so funny, you could go back and watch the last podcast we did whenever I got engaged. And you were like, what did you say? And I was like, I don't know. I genuinely, like,
it's,
I remember
too sloppy to say it.
I remember like 5 minutes after I said, listen, I was like, what did I even say? So it's interesting.
What did she say?
Obviously, no. I do. It's like, of course.
No, I mean, what did she say whenever you asked her?
She, what do you mean?
Like, did she remember what you said?
No. She was just saying, I don't, like, the past couple of minutes, it just flew by.
And she's like, yeah, whatever. Give me it.
But like, so explain in grave detail. What is so it? Did you get up and like push the chair out of the way?
It wasn't like, that big of a day. Like, it wasn't like that much of an effort. Like, it was just like, it would have been so much easier the other way. But then I was just like, done it.
Yeah.
It was so, it just happened. So it sounds so stupid, like, when you say it, like, cause, but it just happened so fast.
Did you have anything like planned in your head that you were going to say?
Not really, no.
You're not, like,
I didn't have
over?
Like a proper speech planned. It was just sort of like, don't know,
take this ring, bitch.
Oh, no, there's a fly there. I didn't really have a big speech planned. I'd planned where we were gonna go, and like, that was really it. Like, it's like, what do you really say? Do you know what I like? You're sitting talking to your girlfriend. It's not like,
do you not be like, Bruno, these have been, how many years going to?
6 years,
Bruno. These have been the most important 6 years of my life with you, and I want to make another six.
Another sex, and then just dead.
Did you marry me?
No.
Did you say, would you marry me?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
So weird, though. I don't get that. Should you not really say, will you engage me?
Will you engage me?
You'll be my wife, sure, would you? Sure, you will.
There's people, like, if you hear about Outler ones, you just didn't even propose. It's just like, oh, go and get yourself a ring there.
Go on ahead there, enough.
Yeah. I suppose each to their own, but at the same time, yeah.
I was just so relieved when it was done.
Yeah.
I was not nervous at all. Everyone's like, are you not nervous? And I was not nervous at all until, like, it just bringing it up in conversation is so difficult.
Yeah.
Because, like, you'll say things like, oh, like, you're, it's, I'm trying to think of, like, an example of what I was saying.
Did you wait for, like, a silence, or were you sort of,
no, but that's what you're saying there, or did you not? I was trying to be like, oh, like, things have been so good since we've moved into this new flat and all this here stuff and talking about all this here shit. And, like, trying to be like, you know, and then go on. But then you'd say that, and then she'd be like, yeah, things have been and, you know, like, she'd go on.
Yeah,
then,
so
and
I was actually thinking about that. I think we should get a new washing machine. And you're
literally just random shit. Because
like, you hate the way you leave your fucking boxers laying on the kitchen floor.
Because she's literally not expecting it. It's not like I feel like people think they see the movies and they're like, there's this big romantic speech and all. It's not like that. Like.
Especially because we're so sarcastic too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a serious person.
Yeah.
So I think it would be so hard to sort of switch the tone and to being serious.
I'm terrible at talking about my feelings.
Yeah.
Terrible. Yeah, same. Like, I'm terrible, and it might just be a man thing. Like, I'm terrible at, like, I don't know how I managed to waffle my way around it. Like, but
come on, we're on a podcast, Ross. Let's talk about your feelings.
Yeah. But, that's so good, though.
Yeah.
So happy.
So blessed.
So blessed.
Yeah.
So what's next? The wedding.
The wedding. Your wedding's next.
Year.
Another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of engagements.
Yeah.
You have a...
Oh, yeah. Let's just get it up here. This is actually a really good... Like, I just randomly found this, and I was like, this is class. Right. So, this is sort of like Tommy's question time, but it's basically a long-winded question. So this one, this is a Reddit, but I feel like it's a good sort of, I feel like it'd be a good discussion. So this woman goes, my boyfriend and I were recently discussing how an engagement is a mutual two-way commitment, just as a marriage would be in the future. So if one were to get proposed to in an inevitable future, it's kind of sweet and thoughtful if the other already had gotten a reciprocating gift or something along the lines of that. Now, usually in these cases, the girl would get their man a watch or something of that sorts. However, my case is a bit different, and I believe I would have such difficulty getting my boyfriend a gift if he ever proposed. What do you think of this? Because I think if you're going to propose, you can't really expect something in return.
No.
But, like, I feel like it's an interesting one.
So does she mean, like, if he proposed to me, I have to get him something well, that's, in return?
From what she said here, is basically, like, they've discussed it. And they feel like if he's getting her, like, a ring and proposing, like, he should receive something in return. Because it's a two-way thing.
I wouldn't be expecting something back.
Like, no. But I found that weird because I was like, I didn't
realize. It makes sense. Like,
but like, I'd say people are like that.
I think it might be, is it something that happens in like different sort of like America or something? Is that like the thing? Because I've seen like women propose to men with watches, but I've seen that before, but I've never heard of something that's like, if I propose to you, then you have to buy me something. Like, I'd find that weird.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. I suppose it's the whole giving without expectation type thing.
It takes away from it, I feel.
Yeah. But then, of course, it gets on to the topic of, like, I suppose it's a tradition that a man does the proposal.
I feel like it would take away from it, though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's meant to be, like, a big gesture, and it's like, if she's doing something in return, it's sort of like,
it wouldn't have the same meaning.
Yeah, it's not a competition, like.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's not a dick measuring competition, honey.
Fucking put that thing
on. But, like, if, say you had no intention to get engaged yourself, right? And Brona proposed to you.
Mm. It'll be so embarrassing.
It'll be a weird situation.
That should have been the question. How would you feel if you got proposed to? I think I seen a clip on TikTok where it was like a clip of like Made in Chelsea or something before, and the girl proposed to the guy, and the guy proper was like, what the fuck are you doing?
With like a ring?
I don't know if he had a ring, but like, I think maybe because she proper got down and like proposed to him, and he's like, why would you do this and all, and like proper freaked out. And she obviously took it so bad.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck. Like, I don't know how I'd react.
So I think there's a tradition of a man proposes, if it's a, you know, if it's a boy-girl relationship, a man proposes to the woman. Yeah. I think that's just what we've grew up with.
It would be demasculating.
So I feel for me, if Lucinda proposed to me, I'd be like, how's this going to go down with, it sounds bad, but I'd be like, how's this going to go down with other people?
What are the bees going to hang out?
Like, imagine me coming back and being like, oh yeah, I got engaged at the weekend. We were out and Lucinda just got down in one knee. Like, what you would be like.
You feel like people, like feminists would probably see this and be like, yous are just dickheads. Like, yous, like women can do what they want. But I feel like, if you're being honest, you would be fucking scundered. Like.
Yeah. But it does make sense. So
I would rather the girl say, like, when the fuck are you going to propose? I would rather that. I would rather just be like, we've been together fucking 6-7 years and you're sitting here and you haven't fucking even thought about proposing to me.
It's one of them engagements is just, if you're in a relationship, it's one of them things that just naturally come up. Like if you know, if it's been a couple of years or even for people a couple of months, like if you're, say for people who are older, like if you're seeing someone when you're like 27 or something or 28 or even older, after a couple of months you like maybe move in together or something and you're like, here, things are going well, have you ever thought about it or whatever? Like, I know for us two it came up really naturally. Do you know what I mean?
Do you think?
But then why should it be the man's choice? Like, why should he decide?
Sometimes it's not the man's choice, though.
He has to initiate the question.
I don't feel like it's his choice. I feel like it's more that he wants to do it. Do you know what I mean? I don't feel like it's... I don't know. Sort of get what you're saying.
Society would say...
I know, but like, if your girl doesn't want to marry you, she says no.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, she does have a choice. She's not being forced into anything.
a choice, like, but what if you want to and you're too afraid or something, and then like
that's when you need to kick up the hole, but like I would rather that, like I would rather would you not rather that though, like if that was if Aoife proposed to you, would you care, like would you be okay with that?
I don't know,
you wouldn't. I'm just gonna answer the question for you.
It'd be a bit weird.
Well, let's let him answer the question.
What would you like?
I'm saying if it was me, I would rather.
But then, like, you start a relationship and all, and you have it in your head that you have to be, you've always thought that, like, and then it comes to it, and then she ends up proposing, so you're going to be kind of fucked in the head. You're going to be like, what's going on here?
But would that bother you, though?
Probably a bit, like.
I feel like it would be a bad reaction as well.
But then, like, because, like, how can you, like, if a girl says no, how can you go, like, can anyone ever be like, oh, that's so trampy, like, you know.
What do you mean? Like, if a girl says no, but like, yeah, there would obviously be like, what the fuck? But then, yeah, it's just like, that's it then.
But it's the same as like a bi just not asking. Is her saying no? Because she wants to continue just being boyfriend and girlfriend.
But then at the end of the day, an engagement triggers a marriage, and a marriage is a two-way thing, though. Hey, do you know what I mean? You both get up and you both say your things, so I suppose it comes round to a mutual thing anyway, you know.
It's just vibes, like, it's not even rings.
I actually, for anybody listening that's potentially thinking of getting like engaged or something along lines out there, I actually looked up during the week, because obviously, like, we've done it, me and Thomas have done it completely different ways. I did a home one at like a spot that's like unique and favorite to like me and Lucinda. Thomas done one away and like done a whole big, you know, sort of booked a restaurant, nice restaurant, all that there. So like we kind of both went about it in different ways, but like I feel like when you're actually the build up to it, I know you obviously said to me and stuff, and it was like, what do you do, like, for people who maybe don't have a favorite spot in the world, or like can't maybe afford to go away or something along lines out there, so I googled like sort of things that you could do for proposals, and I got a couple of okay. So one was fill a room full of photos of you and your partner. So get prints of photos. That's of
some
two
fucking
of
Jeffrey Dahmer shit, yeah, there. Like,
so like
just pictures of her from
she
I've seen those. So these TikToks are like, I've been seeing this girl, and there's like loads of pictures of her from like behind, like him hiding in a bush and all taking photos.
I think her relationship's getting pretty far.
Yeah, so like a couple of ones are very like cliche, like surprise your partner during a walk on the beach, plan an outdoor picnic.
That's what you did.
Yeah, I didn't plan an outdoor picnic.
Is this where you got your idea?
Literally the first one. Go for a walk on the beach. Yes.
Propose on an aeroplane.
Why?
Why?
Fuck, that'd be awkward.
Now here's one. Organize a flash mob.
No, that's such. These are just fucking movie ones. Yeah, just movie ones. Like, fuck off.
Pop the question at an aquarium.
Why?
Get her wet.
Oh my god.
Create your own scavenger hunt, or another one for tech savvy, for a tech savvy couple, create a custom website.
Oh no, these are awful. The scavenger one makes you think of Love Island when they do the cheesy things.
Go to the fire pit where we had our first kiss.
Yeah. Oh my word. Like, it's so, some of these are so cringy. Like, and then I looked up a couple of like 30 fun marriage proposal ideas. And like some of them are quite good, like go for a hike. Then there's some of them, it's like play hangman with your partner.
Why?
That spells out, will you marry me?
That's awful, man.
But like imagine
they couldn't get it.
Yeah.
That'd be so frustrating, like sitting for ages.
So here's
another. Then you're just getting angry and angry. It's like, why the fuck won't you marry me?
So
fuck, I'll do it for you.
This guy basically placed the ring in a container of Tic Tacs.
Wow.
So that there's that one.
That would give me the absolute fear of, like, you know, the ones you like spot it in like the champagne glass, like, you'd be so scared of them just dying on that, like, just like ring gone.
She's just waiting by the bowl.
Yeah, there's a couple of them. Like there's a few ones that are very, very strange. There's one guy, of course, all of these funny marriage proposal ideas are funny, but some are quite endearing. A PowerPoint presentation proposal has proved popular over the past while.
Fuck me.
That sounds like a you type of thing.
yeah, like
organization, just Ross.
Yeah.
Introduction.
Yeah. What? This is another one. Another interesting marriage proposal idea includes using the form of jokes, such as you knock knock, them say who's there, and you say marry, and they say marry who, and you say will you marry me, please. Imagine the two of you are just like sitting on a Saturday night, you just ordered a Domino's and you just go like, tonight's the night I pop the question, la. You just look around and go, here, knock knock.
That's probably imagine.
So yeah,
wait, what's this list called? Best ideas?
And yeah, it's just called ideas for marriage proposals.
You know, so, you know you're in trouble when you actually have to Google what to do for a proposal.
Yeah, but there's like, so many.
And it's even worse so if you're listening to us this yeah, open for advice. Like, awful, awful.
Not financial advice.
Any you were looking up marriage proposals went wrong.
Yeah.
So these are the not to do
here.
I think we've already fucking heard them.
Oh no. My ex proposed as he was getting arrested. He had taken me to a spot where he was planning to propose. The spot was on private property. I did not know, in brackets. A cop came by and said he needed to run our names to check for warrants. Unfortunately, my ex had a warrant, and when they were putting him in cuffs, they pulled the ring out of his pocket and asked him what he was doing with it. He said I was about to propose to my girlfriend. They let him propose in handcuffs. Then they hauled him off to jail, leaving me alone on this private property with no way to get back to where I was staying. Got picked up by his stepdad, then went to bail him out of jail. Not my finest moment.
It's hard. What I was thinking is, if you're going to propose on holidays, as you done,
yeah.
Where'd you hide the ring?
In my suitcase.
We had this conversation before he left, and I goes, what happens if you and her are standing at like, the thing and they check your bag? And he goes, well, we'll just have to get engaged at the airport, won't we?
He just didn't even stress about it. Like,
be gone.
What are you doing?
You definitely have to pull that out, probably.
Well,
you probably have to.
I don't
think
so. I don't know. Like, I don't really see why, though. Because like, you put jewelry through the fucking thing all the time.
No, the only thing that I notice when I go to airports is whenever you're going through, they always say, just take all your electricals out.
Yeah.
And leave everything else in. A ring's not electrical. So to me, you should be fine.
Yeah. But like, if that something like that had happened and it just fell out, like, would you just went with it? Or would you have like lifted it up and pretend nothing happened and done it later on?
Say that again.
She's fucking not even listening.
What?
Said if something like that had have happened, like it had have either fell out of your pocket or security pulled it out and she seen it, like would you have just went with it there and then?
I think no, I think I would have just waited, like.
Even though she knew, like. And yeah. Would you think you just wouldn't talk about it?
I think I would have just planned. I just think I would have just done it as I was planning on doing it. Like,
she's like the elephant in the room here. About back there, I seen a ring. No, you didn't. And then she's on the plane. Here, Thomas, can we talk about it? No. No, we can't.
But I don't think she'd say it. Unless she was proper. Like, what was that?
The
fuck are you doing? I don't. Well, like, what's. It didn't happen. Like, what's the point in worrying about things that didn't happen?
I feel like when it comes to your turn, you're just gonna have me and him harping on in your. I think you'll do just it and not it. Even consult us.
What do you mean?
I think you'll do it and not oh, even right. say. I think one day, all like right. we, me and him were talking about this the other day, I think one day you'll just come home and we'll be like, well, what's crack, lad? And you'll be like, aye. Send and I got engaged. Or listen, and I. Ethan and I got engaged. Imagine and we're just like, oh, my days. Sure, do you remember how I told Thanos you? Do you remember how I told you? Four more left. But no, I remember whenever you came into the room and I had I was that busy trying to set the camera up for the podcast, and then Thomas goes, did you tell Shay your good news? And I went, what good news? Oh, I mean, listen, I got engaged. And you were like, no, you didn't. Picture it didn't happen.
I probably wouldn't know.
You can't spill the goss because obviously Aoife listens to this podcast, so
I know. Keep.
We know he's discussed it with us.
Johnny Tatelips. couple of months after your stag do. I remember that stag do. We might have to be having another one of them.
I don't really feel like any more of these are good.
Okay, I think we'll wrap it up there because we've been recording for 50 minutes. Listen, if you've been listening to the podcast and you've enjoyed it, make sure and subscribe and like and share with all the peoples in your life. And thank you very, very much for watching. I will see you in the next one.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.
Bye.